the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life.
The Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on TSN 1410. Presented by Sid's Handcrafted Vodka presents The Good Life with Cassandra Anderton.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Find out what's going on in the world of food, wine, and spirits around Vancouver and meet the pros behind the bars and behind some of the city's most popular dining spots. It's The Good Life.
It is indeed time for The Good Life on TSN 1410, tsnradiovancouver.ca. Joe Leary along with Cassandra Anderton, and we are here at the Cascade Room on Main Street. It's not just bearded hipsters on Main Street, it's some really cool cocktail bars as well.
Yes, there is. There's lots of beer and cocktails right here on Main Street, and we are talking cocktails today with Justin Taylor. So tell us a little bit about the bar program here at the Cascade Room.
The Cascade Room has always been classically focused. I came on board about 4 months ago after being in the hotel world and wanted to invigorate some new life into it and really get the bartenders inspired about making great quality drinks that have local inspiration, that's incorporating local products, whether it be spirits, whether it be produce, fruits, vegetables, spice, and have something that's really uniquely ours that you're not really going to find out on Main Street. There's a lot of great cocktail bars downtown that really master that. But as far as Main Street and Mount Pleasant goes, we really are the driving force in cocktail culture up here, so we want to make sure that we stay on top of the game. So today we've pulled together our Burrard Gimlet. A little play on words there on a traditional
Burrard
cocktail.
Burrard, Main Street, we're doing Burrard today, okay?
Yes, well, the Burrard Gimlet, Burrard Inlet. It's a little twist on the traditional gimlet, which is just gin and lime cordial. So this takes our own version of lime cordial. We're doing a simple sugar, essentially, infusing it with lime peel and coriander and chamomile. And then some local gin, a little bit of green chartreuse, some Vancouver Island sea salt, and Lem Marrakesh bitters, some bittered sling, and putting it all together, and away we go. We got a great cocktail.
Now, I must ask you, because in this neighborhood, Justin, this is known as, you know, a lot of crazy beer bars, and it's certainly a big beer area. We're in basically Brewery Creek. Are cocktails a big thing in this area?
They're becoming big things in this area. Cascade's been around for about 10 years now, and we are all about beer and that kind of thing, but we've always been the driving force in cocktails. So as new bars and restaurants start appearing up and down Main Street, having a bar program that fits the city is certainly, we're starting to see a lot more of it now, and we're proud to be established 10 years now and cocktails being our forte.
So what about food? What do you like to pair with some of your cocktails here? How's your happy hour?
Our happy hour is incredible. We run it 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. We're an English pub restaurant, so we like to feature a lot of English fare things, and we're not going to blow you out of the water with anything that's overcomplicated. We do wings really well. We do poutine really well. Our mussels and polenta fries. Polenta fries have been a staple on this menu since day one, and I think we're one of the few places in the city that you can actually get polenta fries at, so that's our thing. We're all about comfort. We're about casual. Come in here and recognize what's on your plate. Enjoy it, and when you get the bill at the end, you're not going to be shocked at the price. You're going to be happily surprised.
So do you have any favorite liquors that you like to work with? I know that you've got a competition that happens here every 6 months, the Main Street Cup. And what have you had in the past that who's come through here to compete, and what have they learned?
Well, there's a couple different things there. I mean, as far as the Main Street Cup is concerned, we created this to showcase all the great bars and restaurants in and around Main Street. We had just recently we did one with Mount Gay Rum. It'll be a different sponsor each time, so it's not always going to be rum inspired. It won't always be vodka, tequila, gin, whatever it is. It'll always change up. The guys from Nomad won the judge's choice for that competition, and it's all about having fun. It's not about, you know, here's strict rules and you have 5 ingredients to work with and you're only presenting to the judges. The entire thing about the competition is to get guests involved. So there's a the Main Street Cup has a consumer voting part, so they get to have samples of each cocktail. So we put that out to the entire crowd, and ultimately they crown the winner of the Main Street Cup. And this time around, the Cascade Room took it. So we'll be looking for more bars and restaurants to come and challenge us. Probably in January will be the second installment of it, and we're still looking for the liquor of choice at that time.
Now, do you compete alongside the other competitors? Are you still throwing your hat into competitions? Because I know you've been in and around the city for a while here. So will we see you in the next competition?
As far as the Main Street Cup is concerned, no. That's kind of my brainchild and my event, so I'll be the MC always for the event. But as far as other competitions around there, you know, I'm getting up there in age as far as the bartenders are concerned in Vancouver. So, you know, every now and again I'll throw a cameo appearance in and see what I can teach or learn from the youngsters that are out there.
Is there a best before date in bartenders?
Well, it all depends on your body. It takes a big toll on it, believe it or not, lifting kegs all the time and shaking cocktails and being on your feet late hours, hunched over an ice well. Is there an expiry date on me? Who knows? I'm tied to this industry until I can't stand up anymore. So hopefully that's a long, long time to come.
So you've kind of gone a little bit casual from your last stop. You were in hotel land before, and are you enjoying the change of pace?
Absolutely. It's a great change of pace. I've been in hotels now for 10 years between the Four Seasons and the Sutton Place Hotel in downtown Vancouver. To come up to Main Street and take off the suit and tie and enjoy casual neighborhood atmosphere, where it's stripped down a little bit. It's fun. Everyone is talking with each other. They know each other. They've been at events together. Or there's tables that sit down that recognize someone else from the other end of the bar, and they invite them over. And it's great to be part of that community. And the Cascade Room, because we've been here for so long, it's amazing who is still coming from day one. And I used to be a regular back in the day, and to still see people that I used to know from way back then, it's just a great, great atmosphere.
Well, it looks good on you. So just to go over our cocktail again, the Burrard Gimlet.
Yes.
And we've got simple syrup, lemon, gin.
Lime, gin. There's chamomile and coriander infused, simple sugar in there as well. Some Vancouver Island sea salt. We're using Gillespie's gin from up in Squamish, and some green chartreuse. And it's our little twist on a classic gimlet.
Well, Joe, I think we better give it a try and see what this Burrard Street has to offer Main Street.
You know, I'm curious to try it. And once again, Jessica, thank you so much. The Cascade Room on Main Street, for those that don't know, it is just about a block north of Broadway.
Block south of Broadway.
Block south of Broadway, sorry. Okay. And again, if people want to come in here during happy hours, you said 3 till 6, 7 days a week, what's the go-to item? There's one thing on the menu you must try. It is the...
You gotta have our burger. We're so well known for it. Definitely have the burger, and we do little mini versions for happy hour, so you can try that on too.
Thank you, sir. Cheers.
Thank you.